Girls, could you come down and give me a hand here? Oh. Why are you looking so pious? We're not in procession. I just asked for some help, that's all. I'm sure you watch The Wheel of Fortune, right? And when they build phrases on there, we have to build a phrase tonight, okay? And we've got some words that we have to come up with. And I'm wondering if you could help me with this. And I need a word that begins with F. Actually, there could be one of two words. And wait a minute, I haven't even asked the question yet. Has to mean something like terrific. Great. Can't think of a word?
Fantastic.
That's it. You got it. That was the number one choice. Okay. That's a. Let's see. There's no scoreboard here. That's okay. We need another word. Okay. And it begins with A. And it means, well, actually, it's more than a trip. It's like a journey.
Adventure.
Okay, great. Okay. It's boy, we're doing good. The third word begins with an I, and it begins with an N, so I can't give you any other word for that. Right? So we have fantastic adventure in. Okay, this next one begins with a T, and it means that we're being sure about something. A T. T. We're believing in something. T. We're relying on something. No? No? When we believe somebody... Okay, so we're trusting, okay? So fantastic adventure in trusting. And I'm looking for a word with an H that we could use instead of using Jesus or God.
Heaven.
No, no, no.
Him?
Him, yeah, okay. Very simple. Okay, let's check the scoreboard here. Fantastic adventure in trusting him. Now take the first letter of each one, and what does that spell out? Da, 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 da. Yes.
Faith.
Faith, right, okay. That's it. Faith is a fantastic, or maybe even a fabulous, adventure in trusting him. That's the way that you can remember it from now on, right? Okay, and why do we trust God? Well, what is trusting in God all about? I mean, it's a... Well, faith, when we say we have faith, and if we want to go on this adventure, then we believe that he's going to do what he said he was going to do, right? Okay, and we read in St. Luke's Gospel, faith means believing that with God, all things are possible. So that means that God has the power to do all things, right? Okay. And before he went to bed one night, this man goes out into his backyard, and he says to this tree out there, "I want you to be gone in the morning." And he comes out the next morning, and the tree is still there. And he says, see, I figured that. I figured it would still be here. Did he have faith?
No.
No? What wasn't he doing?
I have no idea.
Jesus said in the gospel that if you believe, it could happen, right?
So he wasn't believing in God.
Right, and he wasn't believing that it was going to happen, right? This young girl, I guess she was about one of your ages here, she got lost not too far from home. There was a farm over there when she was wandering, and she went into the woods, the forest there, and she just couldn't find her way out. And so she started praying. And the farmer showed up. And she said, I knew you would come. He said, wait a minute. I didn't even know you were here. I didn't even know you were lost. How'd you know I was going to come? And he said, besides that, he said you were praying. He said, when I came close to you, all you were doing was saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. You call that prayer? And she said, well, she said, I knew I was lost. And I know that God knew I was lost. And I didn't know exactly what to ask for because he was the one who was supposed to come up with the answer. So I just figured I would give him the letters and he could arrange it any way he wanted. Did she?
She believed in God that day.
Right. She trusted?
Him.
Him? Right, okay. She had?
Faith,
okay. She was on that fantastic adventure in trusting him, right? And actually, she was very small compared to this other guy. Jesus tells us that if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, I looked all through the house and I couldn't find any mustard seeds. These are fennel seeds. These are coriander seeds. These are caraway seeds. And these are poppy seeds. These are the smallest ones. But Jesus said that the mustard seed is the smallest. And he said, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, it doesn't depend on the size. What does it depend on? What does faith have to be? Regardless of what size we are. You can just answer four letters. It begins with an R. Faith has to be
real.
Okay. Very good. It doesn't matter about the size. He says no matter what size, as long as there's real faith, there's power. Because the power isn't coming from us. It's coming from God. Some of you should know that already just by studying science, right? The power in a little tiny atom, you know, and how that can be released, right? Little tiny atom, why?
I have not learned that in science yet.
Okay, well, thank God there are things that you still have to learn, you know? But it's true, right? They'll tell you. Little tiny atom, we can't even see it, and it's loaded with power. And so, I mean, no matter what size we are, if we have that faith, then we have power that could be explosive and can do all sorts of things because we're believing that God has the power to do all things. Okay, thanks very much. We'll have to load this bag up again. Yeah, there's always stuff in there. Let me just free up a hand. Thank you. So you're going to go on this adventure, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's how... Well, just we'll start today. The fantastic with a fabulous adventure. Okay? And trusting in Him. Him. Him.
I'm trusting in
Him.